Hey guys, welcome back to my podcast. My name's Heather, and today I'm going to be talking about the infamous Diane Sawyer interview with Britney Spears. It happened in 2003, and let me just start off by saying it is brutal. It's not a good interview at all, in my opinion at least. Not a lot of warm fuzzies on that one, let's just say. But before I go too further into my episode for today, I just want to mention you can find me on social media and YouTube if you search Heather Iris. Also, if you give a donation on here or on my Venmo, please message me and let me know so I can give you a shout out in my next episode. And also, you can send me little voice memos on here. I love listening to your guys' thoughts and hearing from you guys. It makes it so much more exciting having a podcast when you're able to hear from or see about the different countries and where everyone's from and how they're doing and what you guys are thinking. So definitely reach out to me. But let's go ahead and jump into this interview. Okay, I also want to mention I am going to do a few episodes on this interview because I took notes like crazy. I have a huge, 10 pages because it's front and back. I have so much thoughts and so much to say about this interview, and I even tried to write down word for word some of the exchanges. So if you want to hear a in-depth look on this interview with commentary and everything, I'm going to be doing that in a separate episode. This episode is just kind of about overall my thoughts on this interview. So let's just go ahead and get started. Let me just say, oh my goodness, this interview, you know, I don't love the term Karen. I don't think it's like the best term to use in general. I think it's kind of sad, but If you're describing somebody as a Karen, like definitely I could see a lot of people saying Diane Sawyer was a Karen. I don't know if she still is a Karen, but oh my gosh, it was just a brutal interview. Honestly, I was just thinking about it. I finished watching the whole thing. I've been watching it over the past few days because I take like really extensive notes when I listen. So I don't listen to it all in one taking because that would be just too long. But honestly, like if I was Britney Spears, if I was the person in that interview chair, I would have left that interview feeling like a little humiliated, a little embarrassed, and a little bit like with a little bit lower self-esteem if my self-esteem wasn't strong. Like I would just feel like, wow, that kind of hurt. That was like not a comfortable interview. Let me just kind of explain, you know, the vibe that Diane Sawyer was giving. Like it honestly felt like she was a scolding like school teacher or mother. Just honestly, almost every single question was posed and, you know, poisoned in such a way that it made Britney have to like defend herself and like explain herself. And honestly, the whole interview had very, very little to do with her career at all. It was all about, you know, personal life. And I get that. I understand. I mean, personally, obviously, if I'm watching a celebrity interview, I want to, you know, I'm more interested probably in like the celebrity's life than projects that, you know, they're coming out with. But I think you could at least balance it. Like, honestly, I felt like the whole interview was her, like, I don't want to say slut shaming because I feel like that's pretty strong, but maybe, you know, kind of like it wasn't nice. Like the interview was not nice at all. And it was just gave me a yucky feeling. It's just sad. So this interview is a 2003 interview. Britney was only 21 at the time. It was put on ABC or on primetime ABC. And really the main point I think that Diane Sawyer was really trying to get across is that, you know, Britney's not being a good role model to the little kids that look up to her. You know, pretty much there was a whole bunch of questions about, you know, if she's taking things too far, you know, questioning why she's doing certain things. Oh my gosh, I like literally I can't get into it right now because I don't have an hour to break this whole thing down. But she literally talks about Britney and Justin Timberlake and, talking about asking her what she did to Justin. You know, he's so brokenhearted. She talks to her about the clothes she's wearing. She asks her about like her virginity. She talks about her little sister, which I thought was like, I don't know, kind of out of line. Oh my gosh. Like she talks about her body. She like Diane Sawyer is talking about Britney Spears' body at the very end. She asks about, you know, why did you kiss Madonna? Like, isn't that taking things too far? Or what about the children that have to watch this? She talks about boys. Like she asks her about her love life. She questions her shopping addiction. Like she frames it. Like literally, I'm not exaggerating here. Like this is ridiculous. She literally, you know, is like asking her, like, is it an addiction? Like, is her shopping an addiction? Which, oh my gosh, like, first of all, like, what kind of question? Like, I just have to go over, like, I'm just annoyed with this interview. Like, I just honestly, if I had $1 million, like, I would love to see, like, the full list of Diane Sawyer's questions. Like, if these are the questions that she brought to the interview, like, I would certainly love to see what she, like, decided was too far, because, like, these are like out of line. Like, I can only imagine like what else Diane Sawyer had cooking in her little Karen oven in her brain. Like, I'm like being dramatic here, but this was just shocking. Some of the things she said was just very, I don't know, aggressive. I would just have to say, like, I certainly, you know, I'm not saying that I completely agree with everything that Britney does. I'm not saying, you know, that, yeah, maybe some of the things Britney chose to do, I would be like, oh, you know, I wouldn't want my daughter doing that. But that's even me saying that feels bad, because it's like, you know, Britney's a grown adult. Like, she can make her own decisions and she shouldn't really have to answer to anyone for her decisions. Again, she's really not hurting, you know, anyone. She's making choices. I think she has, you know, a heart of gold, honestly. And so just listening to this interview, like, you're going to get annoyed. Probably you're going to get annoyed because it's just not a good interview. But like I said, I have a whole bunch of notes. That's just like my little teaser for this little few episodes I'm going to do on the Diane Sawyer interview. That's like my thoughts. I don't know. I hope that Diane Sawyer, like, you know, apologizes, or just, you know, in the future, which this was quite some time ago, I just hope that interviewers in the future just remember, like, some of these questions they're asking are just like flat out inappropriate and disrespectful and demeaning. And I don't know, I just was just, my mind was blown. It was not a great episode at all. But anyways, I'll be doing that. That was my little teaser to the Diane Sawyer interview. I will, if you want to hear the full commentary and, you know, listen to all the things that were said and done in that interview, I will, like I said, be doing another interview on it. But anyways, I hope you guys are having a good day, and I'll talk to you in the next episode. Bye, guys.